blessed to come here. And I'm encouraged that when we sing praises, we don't sing it to ourselves, but we sing it to the Lord.
我很得到鼓励，因为当我们唱赞美诗的时候，不是对着自己唱，而是对着神唱。
Now it's time to look at God's word together.
现在呢，让我们一起来看神的话。
And we want to look today at a small book at the end of the New Testament.
我们要看啊，在那个新约靠近后面的一本小书。
The book of 2 Peter.
就是彼得后书。
Now this book has often been neglected and very few times have we heard sermons about this.
这本书呢常常是不受重视的，常常呢被我们忘记的。
Can you recall the last time you heard a sermon about this book?
你们能不能想起来上一次你们什么时候听到一篇信息是从彼得后书出来的？
Can you, anyone remember?
有没有人能够记得？
No, maybe not.
也许没有。
Do you remember what you heard last Sunday?
你们记不记得上一个礼拜听到什么？
By the way that you're smiling, I think some of you have forgotten that too.
看到你们的笑声的话，想你们大概有人是不记得的。
Well, I hope that you'll remember at least this message from 2 Peter.
但是呢，我希望你们至少能够听到彼得后书的这篇信息。
Now, this book contains a very strong message, but also a very relevant message that is very fitting for us today.
这本书呢有一个很强的信息呢，但是也是跟我们很相关的，跟在我们现今处的时代很有关联的。
Now this was written by the Apostle Peter when he was a prisoner in Rome.
这是使徒彼得在罗马监狱里写的。
And it was shortly before the time he was executed by Emperor Nero.
这是在他被尼罗王啊。 杀害的不久以前，
And he probably wrote to the same people that he wrote the first letter to.
那么这本书大概是写给和彼得前书同样的收信人。
These were followers of Christ, and they lived in what today is known as Turkey.
这些呢都是跟随耶稣基督的人，他们居住在今日的土耳其。
Now, when he wrote the first letter, he did it to encourage the believers there.
他的第一本书信呢，是为了要鼓励那些信徒们。
He wanted to comfort them, to encourage them, because he said there was impending persecution coming to them from the outside.
他要鼓励他们，安慰他们，因为呢，在他们当中有迫害要临到。
And in fact, he said, it was Satan that was behind all of this.
那么他说这个后面呢是有撒旦在主使。
And he referred to him as a roaring lion.
他呢把他称为一个吼叫的狮子。
Now in the second letter, he changes his theme.
那么在第二本书信里呢，他换了一个主题。
He talks about fruitful Christian living.
他讲到一个结果值的基督徒生活。
He talks about false teachers.
他也讲到假师傅。
And that they are often within the church, not outside.
那么这些人通常是在教会里面，不是在外面。
And he wanted believers to be alert to that danger.
那他要信徒们能够警醒。
And then in his last chapter, he writes about the final days.
那么在最后的一章，他讲到这个末后的日子。
So you can probably remember this book very easily by just thinking of these three headings.
所以呢，你们如果记得这三个主题的话，你们就很容易记得这本书。
Fruitful Christian living.
就是有果子的基督徒生活。
False teachers.
假师傅。
And final days.
最后的日子。
In English, it's easy. They all start with F.
因为也很容易，因为都是用 F 这个字母做开头。
Now, let me give you a brief recap of this book.
然后呢，让我给你们一个很快的一个总结。
And the reason I'm doing this, I want to stimulate you to read this book when you get home yourself.
我这么做呢，是希望能够激励你们回去以后把这整本书读一遍。
The most that you'll ever learn about scriptures is not what you hear, what somebody tells you.
你们能够学到圣经最好的不是从人那里听来。
But it comes from self-discovery. When you read something and God's Spirit makes it real to you, then you remember that.
而是你自己所发掘出来的，是当你读神的话语的时候，圣灵让你看见的这些东西。
Now in the first chapter of 2 Peter, he gives very clear teaching concerning salvation.
那么在彼得后书的第一章，他很清楚的给了关于得救的教导。
And also with it a very clear understanding of the importance of Scripture.
然后呢，也很清楚的教导讲到圣经的重要性。
He mentions the important subject of the fruitful Christian life.
然后他讲到一个很重要的，就是结果子的基督徒生活。
And that is linked with growing in Christian maturity.
那么这个呢，就跟那个在灵里的长进连在一起。
Now he had heard Jesus speak many times about trees.
那么他常常听到耶稣基督讲树的事情。
And he used trees as an example of trees that were bearing fruit and those who were not bearing fruit.
他用树作为例子，讲到结果子的树和不结果子的树。
And then Jesus made this statement.
那么耶稣讲了这么样的话。
He says, "By their fruits you shall know them."
耶稣说，从他们的果子，你就可以认出他们来。
And Jesus said, "If a tree doesn't bear fruit, then it's of no value."
耶稣说，如果一棵树不结果子，这棵树就是没用的。
And the same thing applies to the Christian life.
那么基督徒的生活也是如此。
He says, "A mere confession with your mouth is not enough."
就是说，你只是口里承认是不够的。
It's the transformation that must take place in your life that gives real testimony about your faith.
而是呢，你生命的改变，这个能够见证你的信仰。
If nothing has changed in your life since you became a Christian, then perhaps you are still the same old person and nothing really changed.
如果你从做了基督徒以后，你的生命没有改变，也许呢，你就是跟从前一样。
So the fruit of the Spirit must be evident in your life. There must be a change in your whole character.
所以属灵的果子呢，必须在你的生命当中能够彰显出来，能够代表你生命的改变。
And again, Peter mentions the importance of the scriptures for that.
那么再一次，彼得提到这个圣经对他们的重要性。
He mentioned that also in the first letter.
在第一封书信里，他也提到。
And now he repeats it.
然后在这里呢，他又重复。
Now, for something to be true in Scripture, it only has to be stated once.
那么在圣经里是真理，只需要讲一遍。
But if it is repeated again and again, it tells us this is important for us to notice.
那么如果呢，这里圣经一再的提到，这就表示这个是我们要注意的。
And so Peter repeats this important principle.
所以呢，彼得就把这个一个重要的原则呢又重复。
And that is, if you want to grow in your Christian life, if you want to mature, if you want to be fruitful, you need the Word of God.
就是说，如果你在你的基督徒生命当中，你需要有长进，需要能够结果子，需要能够成熟的话呢，你就需要有改变。
You need to be committed to the Scriptures.
你需要呢，能够委身在这个神的话语当中。
Because if the Word of God doesn't have a predominant role in your life, then Scripture is not important to you.
如果这个圣经在你的生命当中不占重要的地位，那么这个你的信仰对你就没有意义。
And you will never grow.
那你就不会有长进。
It's as simple as that.
就是这么简单的一回事。
No Word, no growth.
没有话语就没有长进。
So if you are a Christian,
所以呢，如果你是一个基督徒。
Are you willing to become a growing Christian?
你愿不愿意成为一个成长的基督徒？
And fruitful Christian living and mature Christian living comes from the impact that the Word of God has in our lives.
结果子的基督徒生活还有一个成长的基督徒生活都是从神的话语来的。
That's in the first chapter.
这是第一章。
Now we turn to the second chapter of 2 Peter.
然后呢，我们到彼得后书的第二章。
And here Peter exposes false teachers.
那么这里彼得呢就把这些假师傅都揭穿。
And he says that they have a very dangerous potential to impact all of our lives as believers.
他说呢，他们有这个潜力呢，能够破坏我们的基督徒生活。
And Peter goes back even to the Old Testament to cite illustrations and gives examples.
那么彼得呢，从旧约里面找出很多的例子。
About false teachers that were coming in and were teaching things contrary to the Word of God.
讲到假师傅进来，然后呢，他们所讲的是跟神的话是相反的。
So Peter says, there's always been the danger of false teachings creeping into the church.
他说呢，这一向呢，就是有这么样一个危机，就是假师傅他们的教导进入到教会里来。
Now in Matthew 24, before Jesus went to the cross, he had warned his disciples of this.
那么在马太福音二十四章，耶稣上十字架以前，他就这样子的警告他的门徒。
He said that there would be many false prophets and false teachers coming in to deceive many people.
他说有很多的假先知、假师傅起来，要迷惑很多人。
And so Jesus had told his disciples to watch out, to be alert. In order for them not to be deceived.
所以耶稣呢就提醒他的门徒们要警醒，不要被欺骗。
Now we are living in a very dangerous age.
我们处在一个布满危机的时代。
There's much that is being proclaimed publicly which conflicts with the teaching of the Word of God.
有很多公开宣告的事情都是与神的话相反的。
Whether that's written in books, whether that is seen on television, whether it's even preached from behind a pulpit.
也许是写出来的，也许是在电视上的，有的甚至是从讲台里传讲的。
And many times it's done under the guise of tolerance. God is loving, God is kind, and therefore we must be too.
那么有很多时候呢，他们是外表上呢是说是宽容，因为神是爱，神宽容我们。
And increasingly, it is becoming something that has to be politically correct.
那么越来越是说这些事情呢，必须在政治的方面。是个能够讲得过去的。
And much of that is in total contradiction to what God says.
那么这一切都是完全与神的话语相反的。
People are calling good evil and evil good.
人们把好的说成坏的，坏的说成好的。
Even the prophet Isaiah over 2,500 years ago had stated that.
那么甚至先知以赛亚在2,500年以前就说过。
And we are facing that even today.
那么我们今天呢，也面对这些事情。
And Peter was warning the people at that time. He said, "Be aware of this thing that will happen."
所以彼得呢，就警告他那些是他那时候的人，说你们要小心这些事情会发生。
So how do you protect yourself against that?
所以呢，你怎么样防卫保护你自己呢
？Again, it's the word of God.
再一次就是神的话语。
If we know the word of God, then we can detect anything that conflicts with the teaching of Scripture.
所以，如果我们懂得话神的话语，我们就能够分辨什么是与神的话语相反的教导。
Because everything that you hear, everything that is being taught, must be measured against the word of God. That's the right standard.
所以呢，你听到的，你受到的教导。这些呢都要跟用神的话来衡量。
That's chapter two.
这是第二章。
Now we come to chapter three, the last chapter in this book.
那现在我们就来到第三章这本书的最后一章。
And here Peter reminds the believers of the return of Christ.
在这里，彼得提醒信徒们主的，再一次来到。
And he tells them what the challenge of that means to us today.
那么他就告诉他们这件事对我们今日呢是有什么样的挑战。
We're living in an ungodly world.
我们处在一个不敬虔的时代。
And this specifically deals with these final days.
那么这个呢就是特别来讲到这个末世的时候。
Now theologically we call this teaching in eschatology.
那么在神学上我们就讲到，这是末世主再来的教导。
It's the final days when Christ is to return, the future that is right ahead of us.
那么就是讲末世主要再降临，以及呢前面的事情。
Now all kinds of people are interested in this subject.
那么很多人都对这些事有兴趣。
I went to a bookstore not long ago and I saw a book called Armageddon.
那么我不久以前去一家书店看到有一本书叫做亚马基顿。
But that had nothing to do with what the Bible talks about.
可是呢，那个跟圣经上所讲的没有任何关联。
It's a story about a big major conflict that was going to happen in this world.
那么这是讲到一个在将要来到的，在这个世上一个大征战。
And the people that wrote it had no idea what the Bible was teaching.
那个写书的人呢，完全不知道圣经里讲的是什么。
But I mention this is to tell you that this kind of thinking about the last days is beginning to infiltrate even our own thinking in society.
我告诉你们这个呢，就是讲到这个末世的时代，这样子的想法呢，是已经渗透到社会当中。
Now, a number of years ago, a series of books were written under the title of Left Behind.
那么，多年以前呢，有一系列的书。名字呢叫 Left Behind， 就是被留在后面。
It became immediate bestseller.
那个呢成为畅销书。
And millions of these books were published here.
那么成千上万的这书呢都已经印出来。
I think it came out in a series of 12 different books.
我想大概是一系列有12本书。
It was authored by Tim LaHaye.
那么作者是 Tim LaHaye。
Has anybody ever read any of those?
你们有人有没有看过？
Nobody here. Oh, there's somebody in the back. Okay. But just to show you that there's a huge interest in that subject.
我就是要让你们看见，有这个是一个非常引人兴趣的题目。
I've been reading some other books on that too. There's a man by the name of Joel Rosenberg who has written a number of books.Dealing with that same period.
那么我也看了一些别人的书，有一个作者叫做 Joel Rosenberg， 也写了类似的书。
But they're writing from a Christian perspective.
那么他是从那个基督徒的观点来写。
I'm reading a book right now by a man called Joel Richardson.
那么我现在看一本书，作者是 Joel Richardson.
And he's pointing out the huge danger that Scripture warns us of.The growth of Islam in the final days.
那么他写到这个圣经里已经警告过我们的一些危机，就是伊斯兰教的扩张。
I want to encourage you to start reading things that are happening in this whole world.
我要鼓励你们现在开始呢读一些书，是写到在现在世界上所发生的一些事。
Our world has to be bigger than just San Jose.
我们的世界呢，是需要比San Jose大一些。
It has to be bigger than just watching what television says about the elections in this country next year.
应该不限于就是在电视上看到明年的大选会发生什么事。
We must look at what's happening in this world.
我们需要看着这个世界上的事情。
We are part of this world.
因为我们是世界的一部分。
And of course, all of this.Is because we're coming closer and closer to the final culmination of history.
这些事情呢，是因为我们是越来越接近那个末世。
In case you did not know this, There is an all-out attack and war against believers in this world today.
也许你们还不知道，就是说有很大的征战，来对付这个信徒们。
Did you know that every 5 minutes one Christian is being martyred because of his faith in Christ?
你们知不知道，每五分钟就有一个信徒为了他。信仰耶稣基督被杀害。
So while we were sitting in the service here this hour, there are going to be 12 Christians that are going to give their lives because of what they believe.
所以当我们在这里这个敬拜的这一小时当中，就有12个信徒为了他们的信仰被杀。
And this will amount to 300 people in the next 24 hours.
这个加起来，在下面的24小时呢，就有300个人如此牺牲。
And friends, don't be surprised when this might even come into this country.
所以呢，如果这件事发生在这个国家，你们不要惊奇。
So Peter talks here about the final days.
所以这里彼得讲到末世的日子。
But he keeps his theology of the end times very, very simple.
那么他的末世的神学呢是非常简单的。
Peter had never been to high school.
因为彼得没有上过高中。
He had never gone to university.
也没有上过大学。
He had never attended a seminary.
也没有上过神学院。
But he had spent 3 years with Jesus.
但是呢，他有三年之久是跟耶稣在一起。
And Peter writes in a way that all of us can understand it.
那么彼得写的是书信是我们每个人都能够明白的。
Some of these theological books are so complicated because people have made them complicated.
很多神学的书呢是非常的难懂，因为是人使它难懂。
But Peter writes very simply.
但是彼得呢写的是非常的简单。
And so he says there are 3 things that are important.
他说有三样重要的事。
Here's the first one.
第一点。
We read it in verse 10.
在第十节。
He says, "But the day of the Lord will come."
这里说，但主的日子要来到。
That's the first point.
这是第一点。
He says, "The day of the Lord will come."
他说，主的日子要来到。
Now, there are many Christians that don't agree on the details of the Lord's return.
那么基督徒呢，对这个主的来到的细节呢，是不看法是不一致的。
And the day of the Lord is when Christ returns.
那么主的日子就是说主在降临回来的时候。
How he comes, when he will come, there are so many different opinions.
但是呢，他什么时候来到，他怎么样来到，这里有很多不同的。意见。
Some have Christ coming in various stages, different times.
有人说呢，那个耶稣基督的来到呢，是有不同的阶段。
Others say he'll come in one big crushing crescendo into this world.
有人呢就说他是来的时候有很大的响声，他来到这个世上。
And then they're talking about the tribulation. Then they talk about the different millennia that all have to be fitted in together.
那么有人又讲到大灾难，又讲到那个千禧年，这一切呢都要把它就位。
But we won't get into that.
但是呢，我们不要谈这一些。
Besides, I don't understand it all either.
我也不是全懂。
But there's one thing we can all agree on.
但是有一件事我们可以同意的。
One thing that we can agree on is that the day of the Lord will come.
我们能够同意的就是说主的日子要来到。
And that is when heaven and earth will be burned up.
那时候呢，就是天地都要被烧毁。
They will burn up with fire, and Christ will make his return.
那天地呢都要被火烧尽，那时候呢，基督就要来临。
And the day of the Lord is always connected with the judgment that God will impose upon this world and those who have rejected him.
那么，主的再来呢，一向呢就是跟神的审判是连在一起。那时候神要审判这个世上。
Now Peter writes in this letter, he says, there are many people who have heard us talk about this, but they have scoffed and laughed at us.
那么彼得说，很多人听到我们讲这一点，但是呢，他们讥笑我们。
In fact, they were quite rude about God.
实际上呢，他们对神呢是非常的粗鲁。
They said, "Where is he?"
他们说他在哪里
？You say he's coming, but where is he? We haven't seen him.
你说他要来，他在哪里？我们没有看见。
And they say that because God is irrelevant to them.
他们这么说是因为神跟他们是没有关系的。
But Peter says, "Don't misinterpret."
所以彼得说，不要错误。
Because God is very, very infinitely patient. That's why He's delaying His coming.
因为神呢是非常非常的有耐心宽容，这就是他单言的原因。
But he says you can be sure God always keeps his promises.
但是呢，你们要记得主的应许，他一定成就。
Jesus had told his disciples, "I go away from you, but I will come again."
那么耶稣对他的门徒说，我现在要去，但是我会再回来。
So the day of the Lord will come.
所以呢，主的日子要来到。
There is no doubt about the fact.That there will be a day coming when Christ will return to this earth.
所以呢，有一天，要来到，基督要回到世上，这个是无可置疑的。
So that's the first thing that he wants people to recognize.
这是第一点，是他要人们能够知道的。
It's not an empty promise. It's a promise that God will fulfill.
不是一个空的应许，而是神要成就的。
The second thing he's talking about is now we are living in a day of grace.
第二点呢，就是说我们现在呢是活在一个恩典的时代。
From now until Christ actually makes his appearance, we are living in a period that is marked by God's great grace.
从现在一直到基督再来，我们这个时代呢的特点就是说有神的恩典。
Why do I say that?
我为什么这么说
？Because it says here he is patient with you in verse 9 and not wanting anyone to perish.
那么因为第九节说其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦。
What this is saying is Christ is delaying his return.
这就是说基督他的再来被单言。
Because he's giving people more opportunity to hear the good news of salvation.
因为他让人们有更多的机会能够听到这个得救的福音。
He wants more people to come to repentance.
他要更多的人能够悔改。
God loves the world.
神爱世人。
He is not willing that any should perish.
他不愿一人沉沦。
But he wants them to receive eternal life.
他要他们得到永生
，and all the things that God has in store for them.
还有呢，以及一切神为他们所预备的。
We see that also here in verse 15.
那么我们在第十五节也看到。
It says here, "Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation."
并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由。
And so God is waiting.
所以呢，神是在等待。
God is waiting.
神在等待。
He waits for two things to happen.
他在等待两件事。
He wants more people to come to know him.
他要更多的人能够来认识他。
To repent of their sin.
来悔改他们的罪。
To turn around from their old lifestyle.
从他们以前旧的生活方式。
From their sinfulness, from their wrong values.
从他们的最终，从他们那个不对的价值观。
And he wants them to experience that new life.
他要他们能够经历这个新的生命。
So God is waiting.
所以呢，神在等待。
For more people to hear.
让更多的人能够听见。
The second thing that he's waiting for.
那么他等待的第二件事。
Is for the gospel.To be preached to those people who have never heard by Christians.
这是让基督徒能够把福音传给从来没有听过福音的人。
He wants believers to share that good news with others who have not heard.
他要信徒们把这个福音跟没有听过福音的人分享。
This is what missions, this is what missionaries is really all about.
这就是，哦，对不起，这就是我们的，宣教士所做的。
God has been patiently waiting for 2,000 years since He gave that command.
神呢给在这个给了这个命令以后，已经等了2000年了。
To take the gospel to all the earth.
然后把这个好像信息传给到整个的世上。
And we can truly rejoice of what God is doing in the world today.
所以呢，我们能够真正的为神在这个世上所做的一切而喜乐。
When the first missionaries came to China.
当最先来的中国的宣教士。
They labored for about 100 years before the communists took over.
那么他们劳苦了100年，是在共产党来以前。
And during that 100 years, about less than 1 million believers turned to Christ.
那么在这个一百年当中呢，不到100万人来能够信耶稣基督。
And then communism came in.
然后共产党来了。
And some people said that's the end of the gospel being preached.
有人认为呢，这就是传福音的一个终点。
But God was at work.
但是神呢，在工作。
And during these last 50-60 years, over 100 million Chinese have found Christ.
那么在过去的50-60年当中，有1亿中的中国人都信了耶稣基督。
God is patiently waiting for people to hear the gospel and for us to take the gospel to them.
所以呢，神在耐心地等待我们听到这个福音，然后把福音带给别人。
If Christ would have come back in 1950,
如果基督在1950年就来了，
100 million Chinese would not go to heaven.
有1亿中国人不能够上天堂。
Think about that.
你们想一想。
God is working in the Muslim world.
神呢，在这个回教人当中做工。
We don't read about it in newspapers.
我们在报章上
没
有看到。
We don't see it on television.
电视上也没有看到。
But there are hundreds of thousands of Muslims that have turned to Christ in these last 10 years or so.
但是在过去10年当中，有成千上万的回教人转向耶稣。
God wants us as Christians to take an opportunity to take the gospel to them.
神要我们这些基督徒有机会把这个福音带给他们。
A few days ago, I talked to my sister who lives in Germany.
前几天我和我的住在德国的姐姐谈话。
And we were talking about all of these Muslims that have invaded Europe that are coming in. By the hundreds of thousands.
我们看到有几十万回教徒，侵入到欧洲。
These are basically refugees from Muslim countries.
这些呢，就是回教国家的一些难民。
In their countries, they cannot have the gospel preached to them.
在他们的国家是不允许能够传讲基督耶稣的福音。
No missionaries are allowed.
宣教士呢是禁止的。
But now they're fleeing and coming in.
但是呢，他们现在离开那里进到欧洲。
A million of them are supposed to settle in Germany.
那么有100万的人是会在德国留下来。
Huge problems.
是很大的问题。
They don't know the language.
他们不会那个语言。
They don't know the culture.
他们不懂得那当地的文化。
How do you communicate to them?
你们怎么样跟他们沟通？
That's where the church needs to become creative.
这就是教会呢需要能够有创意。
They need to understand how can we get the gospel to these people who have never heard it.
他们要能够想出来，我们怎么样把福音传给这些没有听过福音的人。
I've already seen reports where Muslims who have fled in as refugees have come to know Christ.
我已经听到有报道说，这些回教的基督徒已经不是这个回教徒有接受耶稣基督的。
What a wonderful opportunity! If the church is awake and if the church is alert.
这是多么好的机会！如果这些教会呢都是很警醒的。
But Peter says here, the reason he has not come back yet is because God wants more people to be saved.
彼得这里写说，主还没有来到的原因是神要更多的人能够得救。
The first point was the day of the Lord will come.
第一点呢，就是说，主的日子要来到。
The second one is we're now living in a day of grace.
第二点就是说，我们现在是活在恩典的时代。
It's all of God's grace that He is delaying it.
这是因为神的恩典，所以他单言。
And the final point is He'll make a new heaven and a new earth.
那么最后一点就是说，他要造一个新天新地。
And we read that in verse 13.
我们在十三节里读到
，where it says, "So then." But in keeping with this promise, we're looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness.
十三节，但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
He calls this place a home of righteousness.
他称这个为有义的一个居所。
Again and again, we read in scriptures that this world, as we know it now, will be dissolved.
那我们一再的在圣经里读到，我们现在的这个天地是要被消化。
The earth, the heavens, the stars will all be replaced.
天地还有很多的星辰，都要重新换过。
We read that in Isaiah.
我们在以赛亚书读到。
We read it in Hebrews.
我们在希伯来书也读到。
That it says this world that we know will perish.
就是说，这个我们现今我们所看到的、所知道的这个世界是要。被毁灭的。
It wear out like an old garment.
像一样，一个外衣一样，要旧了，成为旧。
And God will create a new heaven and a new earth.
然后神要造一个新天新地。
And then God will make a new heaven and a new earth.
神要造一个新天新地。
And He will call it a home of righteousness.
他要称它为一个义的居所。
The world as we know it now is not a place of righteousness.
我们现在所在的这个世界不是一个义的居所。
But our future home will be a home of righteousness because Christ will rule and reign.
那么我们将来的居所呢是一个义的居所，因为在那里基督要掌权。
And all of us. Who have been made righteous through His grace, we will reign together with Him.
我们因着他的恩典称义的人，我们要跟他一起来掌权掌管。
So that's the sum total of Peter's eschatology.
这个彼得的这个神学就是这样子。
Now, having said all this,
那么讲了这一些呢？
Peter now draws an application.
那么彼得呢就带出应用。
And an application should follow every time that the truth has been declared.
每当那个真理呢讲解了以后，我们就应该来看应用。
Listening to truth without calling for an application misses the point.
如果我们只宣讲这个真理而没有应用的话呢，就是说这个没有达到目的。
And I'm sure you've heard me say many times.
我相信你们听过讲过很多次。
That the word of God was not primarily given to us for our information.
就是说神的话，给我们不是为了给我们一些资讯。
It was given to us for our transformation.
而是为了要改变我们。
That through the knowledge of the word and of the truth, our lives need to be affected and changed.
那么就是通过神的话语、神的真理，我们的生命能够有改变。
When we hear the truth, we must ask ourselves the question, how will this transform and change my life value system?
当我们听到神的话、神的真理的时候，就要问我们自己，这些话怎么样能够改变我们？
So Peter then here at the end of this chapter, he raises a rhetorical question.
所以呢，在这一章的末了，彼得就问了这样子一个问题。
Look at verse 11.
然后我们看第十一节。
Since everything will be destroyed in this way,What kind of people ought you to be?
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样？
In the light of the teaching of the end times,
那么我们从那个末世的教导来看，
that Christ will return,
就说基督要再来。
How should that affect our lifestyle?
这个怎么样能够影响我们的生活形态？
What kind of people should we be motivated to be?
我们呢，为人该当怎样？
How does it affect our day-by-day value system?
我们每一天的价值观能够会怎么样子受影响？
That's a question you and I need to answer.
这是你我需要能回答的一个问题。
But if you're not sure what the answer is, Peter answers his own question.
如果你不知道怎么样答复的话，彼得自己答复了。
We read in verse 10.
我们看第
verse 11.
看第十一节。
He says, "You ought to live holy and godly lives, and you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming."
他说，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。
He says there are three applications.
这里呢有三个应用。
The first three things, we need to be godly.
这头先的三件事就是说怎样敬虔。
We need to be holy.
怎样圣洁。
And we need to be ready.
我们要准备好。
Why should I be godly?
我为什么要敬虔呢？
Because I believe that God is totally involved in everything that happens in our world.
因为我相信我们世上发生的每一件事，神都在其中。
In all of human history, God has been involved.
在整个人类史上，神都在其中。
He's in control of everything.
他在掌管所有的事。
And he is also there for having an integral part in my own life.
他呢，也是在我的生命当中呢，有非常密切的关系。
And he must be in my thinking.
所以呢，他必须在我的思想里。
Therefore, there must be that overwhelming desire in me to be God, to be godly.
所以呢，我就需要敬虔。
Because I need to live as if this God is my God.
所以因为呢，我要活得像这一位神是我的神。
There are many people who want God to be God.
有很多人呢，就要说神让他是神。
But only as long as he does not interfere with their daily lives.
可是呢，我不要他来干涉我的日常生活。
And they can do what they want to do.
他们要按照自己的意思做。
But Peter says, in the light of Christ's return.
但是呢，彼得说，在神要在主要来到的这个前提之下。
In the light of eternity.
在这个永生的前提之下。
If you believe in certain things, you must also act on those things.
如果你相信一些事情，你就要这如此做，要行出来。
And if you want to please God, then you must be committed to godliness.
所以呢，如果你们要讨神的喜悦，你们就是要敬虔。
But not just be godly, he says we should be holy.
那还不止要敬虔，还要圣洁。
Peter has made it very clear that this world, as we know it, will be destroyed.
那么彼得非常清楚地讲，就说这个世界啊要被消化。
And God is going to prepare a new place called the home of righteousness.
那么神要造一个新的居所，叫做义的居所。
And I need to lead that kind of a life which is holy and righteous.
所以呢，我的生活呢必须要是圣洁的、敬虔的。
If I'm headed for that home of righteousness.It does not make sense for me to lead an unholy life.
所以呢，如果我是朝着那个义的居所去的话，那么我就不应该说获得一个不敬虔、不圣洁的生活。
It does not match.
因为呢，这样是不相称的。
So Are we living holy lives?
所以我们是不是过一个圣洁的生活？
And then thirdly, Peter says we need to be ready.
那么第三点，彼得说我们需要准备好。
In verse 12, we read, looking forward to the day of the Lord and to speed its coming.
第十二节说，切切仰望神的日子来到。
We have to live in the light of the coming of Christ.
所以我们的活的呢，要是在那个主要在基督要再来的前提之下。
And that when Christ comes, we are ready to meet him.
所以呢，当基督再来的时候，我们已经准备好去见他。
And each day that God is giving to us is a day of grace.
所以每神给我们的每一天呢，都是一个恩典的日子。
And his grace.Provides us with many opportunities.
那么恩典给我们很多的机会。
It gives me an opportunity to become deeply involved in being godly.
那么就给我们机会呢，能够很深切的过敬虔的日子。
Deeply concerned about my own holiness.
然后呢，我也很深深的在关心我自己的是不是圣洁。
And ready on a daily basis.To receive Christ.
然后呢，每一天都准备好去迎接基督。
And also to enable others to become also ready for Him.
然后呢，也帮助别人能够同样的能够准备好。
You know, in our days, there are many people that don't know anything about God's grace.
在我们这个时代里，有很多人完全不懂得神的恩典。
They don't know anything about the day of the Lord.
他们也不。不知道主的日子。
They don't know anything about repentance.
他们也不懂得悔改。
And so of course they're not ready.
所以呢，他们不会准备好。
But if we know what it means to be ready, we can help them.
但是如果我们知道怎么样准备好，我们就可以帮助他们。
The important thing is we can answer the question, what kind of people does God want me to be?
最重要的是我们能够回答这个问题，神要我们成为怎么样的人？
We can't live our lives doing business as usual.
我们不能够呢，就说日复一日照常的过日子。
In the light of his return, we need to have a growing commitment to live as he wants us to live.
在主要再来的这个前提之下，我们应该委身来过神要我们过的日子。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word.
我们感谢你，我们的天父为你的话语感谢你。
And we've been asking ourselves the question, what kind of people should we be?
然后我们也问我们自己这个问题，我们应该成为怎么样的人？
If God has spoken to you this morning,
如果今天早上神向你说话，
will you take just a minute and say to him,Lord, I need to give this serious consideration.
你们能不能够跟神说，我要好好的来考量这个问题。
Lord, I pray that you will help all of us to have our lives transformed and changed through your word.
主，我为我们大家祷告，愿我们每一个人的生命都能够被你的话语所改变。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠耶稣的名。